Blog Talk Radio. Hi, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good, and I do appreciate you tuning into the program today. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and like I said, I do appreciate you tuning in. I know there's several other places you could be right now, but I'm glad that you're here in this now moment with me. All right, let's go ahead and pull a card for the show. Today comes from my Healing with the Angel deck, and it's the Self-Acceptance card. Talking about living in the now, being okay wherever you are in your life at this now moment. Maybe you're not totally, you know, okay with everything about your life right now, but you're in this now moment. And, you know, all of us need to work on self-acceptance. There was a time in my life that I really didn't like myself at all, and I had to work on, you know, having a relationship with me. And that's what you need to do. Work on a relationship with you. Because like I always said, you can't love others until we love ourselves. It's just a little hard to do that. And so it all starts with self-acceptance. Okay, you know, accepting right where you are, right now. And then working on those areas of your life as Spirit directs you to do that. All right, let's go ahead and open with prayer. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling me right now at 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. There's a few people ahead of you, but you can get on the switchboard. All right? Let's go ahead and open with prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for this now moment. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just help us in this now moment to move forward in our spiritual growth in every area of our lives. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I ask you to help me move totally out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for the abilities inside of me, the gifts inside of me that I'm about to share on air here in just a few minutes. Father, Mother, God, I turn my focus on the listeners of this program right now. I ask that you would bless them in every area of their life, financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, wherever they need you, I ask that you be there with them in those areas of their lives. Father, Mother, God, right now, I ask you to surround all of us with that white light of the Holy Spirit and surround this program with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls really quick here. 720, could you please say your name for me? And you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, this is Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. How can I help today?
I am hoping that you can look for me to read into finances.
Yeah,
I think everybody's
focused on finances right now. So
yeah.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of crazy stuff going on right now in our world with finances.
Definitely.
But definitely see an improvement. Now, are you working at the moment? Why would I see work
well,
ahead
I'm
for you?
Well, I'm actually looking to start a business.
Okay.
And so
yeah,
I'm looking to begin that.
Okay, yeah. I definitely see that being a good venture. I think a little bit of apprehension, a little bit of fear is holding that back a little bit right now. You know, if you look at the economy situation, it's a little shaky at the moment. But I wouldn't let that hold me back because I really feel like that this is your calling. I feel like that...
Oh, yeah.
This is what Spirit wants you to do. And it's been a while. It's took a while for you to get to this place of stepping out. But I would definitely step out. As far as your financial situation goes, I do see some improvement this year. But I definitely see a lot more improvement as you go into 2014. You know, we're almost, you know, it's weird even thinking about that. We're almost at the end of this year. I mean, I don't know where this year went.
I know.
You know, I blinked
it's
my
Dubai.
Eyes. Yeah, I know. I blinked my eyes and here we are in October, you know, so I don't know. But definitely see some improvement this year, but definitely see a lot more as you go into 2014. You know, with any business, you're going to have those ups and you're going to have those downs. But I see 2014 being sort of pretty solid for you. Okay, so you know you're gonna have to work out some kinks here and there, of course. But overall, it looks pretty smooth. So that's your financial situation up ahead. I definitely see an improvement. Like I said, a little bit this year, but a whole lot more next year.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Does that help, I hope?
That definitely does, yeah.
Okay,
and I don't have fear in starting it because I know that this is actually what, you know, Spirit wants me to do. I actually had another business, like I invented a hair care product, and it's actually, I didn't invent it. It's a family secret that we use, you know, that
all
grows hair.
Right.
I was going to start with that, and Spirit let me know that, you know, I needed to do this first and then bring that in, like it'll all tie together.
Yeah, it will tie together, and you got very good intuition. You know, definitely keep following that, and you can't go wrong as long as you're listening to the spirit within you. So, congratulations on starting your business, and I definitely see it going pretty good. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You
have
a great day.
Bye.
You too. Bye bye. Yeah, you know, we just gotta step out and do things sometimes. You know, and trust spirit. You know, it's like with this radio program, you know, I didn't know how, you know, it was all going to go. And, you know, I just, you know, say, hey, you know, Spirit, here I am and use me. And here we are. So let's go ahead. And I'm going to have to make some notes along the way today because I really don't have a helper at the moment. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 111. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, could I get your name, please?
Okay, Mara. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How can I help you?
Well, I was just wondering when or who is coming into my love life next, like dating or anything.
Okay. Man, I don't really see anybody coming in. Maybe there's somebody popping in about December, but I'm going to go out and say next year. But there could, it feels like that they could pop in here the later part of December. So I'm going to go with either December or January, somebody popping in here. And this does look like it could be a long-term relationship, you know, but it's going to take work and time and all that stuff, you know. But definitely feel pretty concrete with somebody popping in here. Like I said, it looks like possibly at the very end of December or early January of 2014. But definitely.
Oh.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Can you tell me? Yeah, as long as I'm not alone for New Year's.
No, I don't feel like that. Like I said, you know, I was going to go with January, but then something changed, and I feel like that they're going to pop in right about, looks like to me, right around Christmas time or a little bit right after that. So
you said they. Is it one person or is it two different?
Well, I meant the person that's popping in, so that I'm calling.
Oh, okay.
Them. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, because you said they. I was like, who?
Yeah, right. That could be a little confusing. Yes, I could see how you got confused there, but yeah. No,
yeah.
It's one person. Hey, it's okay. It is what it is, right? So, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that the person that's coming in here is very honest, very upfront about his life and stuff like that. And, you know, I think that Spirit just wants you to take these next few months to really look at yourself and be sure that you don't have any baggage that you would take along, you know, in this relationship and just let that stuff go and just be open to whatever Spirit's bringing. I also feel like that this is a new person in your life. I don't feel like it's somebody like you even know at this moment. I feel like that you need a brand new start. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like you've had some really rough periods and you just need a brand new breath of fresh air. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yes. I waited long enough between
like
years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I took a long break.
Yeah.
And
I didn't really see any baggage, but, you know, just to check, you know, again. But, you know, I believe that you're ready. Spirit says that you're ready and this is... and I definitely feel like that this is long-term. I keep seeing long-term.
Is he blonde, brunette, redhead, anything?
I can't pick up. I don't see who he really... I can't see that much detail about this at this moment. But honest guy, so that's all that, you know, you want an honest guy, so that matters.
Well, that's a rare find.
yeah, it is. I totally agree. Yes, it is, yeah. But, you know, I definitely see that for him. So I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that's helped. And I appreciate
you calling. Okay, thank you so much, Mike, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah. I'm like, okay, now, like, sort of after I hung up, I sort of see, like, it's like reddish-brown hair is what I'm seeing. So something like that. All right. 856, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, how can I help?
I am looking into buying a home in Pennsylvania, and I was wondering if you saw me getting that home in the near future.
Okay, in the near future? Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I got two different answers, so let me see which one of these is the right answer, okay? Because I got two different answers, two different time periods, and so let me that happens sometimes, and I want to be sure that I have the right one here. Okay. I'm not going to see a move here until next year. But I definitely see you getting a new house. But I don't see a move in the next 3 months here. I would say.
Is it that house that I want? That could still happen, right?
Yes, they're saying yes. Spirit's saying yes. So on that, when you mentioned the house, I heard yes. So just the timeline is a little tricky on this house. But I definitely see you getting that house. Just the timeline.
Okay, so what was the two answers you got, though? That's what I'm wondering about.
The two answers were just timelines on this, is what I was getting. Yeah. Timelines can be very tricky.
Well,
yeah.
So I was thinking 3 or 4 months, actually. So
yeah,
if I could get the house. Yeah,
because I'm seeing about January as a move takes place, and so that would put you about 3 or 4 months out, counting this month.
But is it the house that I am specifically interested in?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. Yeah. You know, and keep manifesting it. You know, I know there's a little bit of apprehension on your part. But keep manifesting it. When you started talking about the house, I definitely saw like a sold sign in front of the house. So that would mean that you're getting it to me. You know, those are the symbols that I see for moving and things like that. So definitely this house is yours. Just the timing on this is a little tricky. But I would say at least, you know, on that timeline that you had about 3 or 4 months, it looks like at least in January that you're in this house.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
I want that house so bad.
Yeah,
it'll
I can tell.
It'll be a blessing, let me tell you.
Yeah, and you definitely need to move. You know, you definitely need a fresh start. And this is the beginning of a wonderful life in the year ahead. So definitely see smooth sailing for you. This is going to be an awesome move for you. So appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I've helped you today.
You have. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. I'm planning on having a great day, and I hope you are too. All right. We got to set our mindset to having a good day sometimes. You know, it's all in the way we look at things and all the way we focus on things and stuff like that. We're going to slow down for just a second because I'm feeling energy that I usually feel when spirits start talking to me. And so we're going to slow down just a little bit here and adjust our energy accordingly. Okay. Because there's a difference of how I feel sometimes, and I can just tell that there's a couple of spirits that are trying to communicate with me at the same time I'm talking to you all. So my job as a medium is to tune into those and recognize them and all that stuff. So that's what I'm doing right now. We're not in a big hurry. I got plenty of time, and I can extend the show if I need to. So we're not in a big, huge hurry. So, but I hope that you're having a good day, and like I said, I do appreciate you tuning in today. I have a we're going to go ahead, and this could be already somebody on the switchboard, but we're going to go ahead and tell you one of the spirits that I have with me is coming forward pretty strong now. A young man passed in his 20s. Let's see if I can get an age more on this. About 23, 24, 25, in that age range. Car accident. It looks like out in the country. It looks like a one car accident to me. It looks like he probably hit some loose gravel or had a blowout, something with his car, and passed. If this is making sense to you, please call me at 347-327-9316. He's using the name Roger. This could be his name or it could be somebody he knows, but he is making a name be known to me, so this is not his name. He's making a name Roger. If this is making sense to you, this could be his last name. Rogers could be his last name. This making sense to you, 347-327-9316. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead and take some more calls really quick here. Let's go ahead with 352. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How can I help you today?
I tried to move and I put my deposit for a rental and they told me that I wasn't able to rent. And when I asked her why, she told me because my I had too many evictions on my name, which I never had an eviction in my life. So I'm trying to figure out, like, why didn't I get this house?
Okay. Yeah.
Because we need to move ASAP.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Definitely. You know, and this could be just mistaken identity. You know, when she ran like a check, I had a friend that went through the same thing. You know, she was going to go get an apartment, and they ran a background check, and they thought this was that and that and that, and it wasn't even her. You know, so I'm thinking it's a mistaken identity thing going on here. Maybe your name sounds like somebody else's name. They did a background check and all this stuff showed up, but it's not you. And so, yeah, it's very frustrating. You're probably mad as heck, and you have every right to feel that way because you got to move. Okay.
Right.
I don't know. I would go back there maybe and just try to talk to them, and you know, if that's where you definitely want to live, you know, talk to them and see if it's a mistaken identity. Maybe they punched in the wrong numbers or something, you know, or something like that. I definitely see a move, so I wouldn't worry about that. If it's not this place, it will be another place opening up for you. But, you know, if your heart is set on this place, I would just go talk to them. You know, that's what my friend had to do. Yeah, and so, you know, And again, you know, it's just mistaken identity. Something, you know, they got the wrong person. It's definitely.
Well, she said that it was a mix of that and my income, which my income wouldn't be an issue. And I told her before, I'm like, you know, I told her, I said, before she even ran the credit or anything, I was like, before I gave her my $25, I said, I have a company that's going to be helping me. She says, oh, no, we don't need that until we see if you're approved or not. So, like, and then she made up a whole bunch of stuff like, oh, you know, like, I don't think she even wanted me in the house in the beginning. So I'm not going to try, but you do say you did see another move.
Yeah, I do see a move. Yeah, I definitely see you in a place by the end of the month, actually. So I would try someplace else if you you don't want to deal with her and all that stuff. But I definitely see a move for you by the end of the month. So
by the end of the month.
Yeah, that could be sooner, but I'm seeing you at least by November being in a different place. So.
like you see me already move by November or.
Yeah, right, definitely, yeah. Because you need to move. Yeah.
Yes. So will I find the house? When do you see me finding the home?
Finding a home, I would say within, looks like to me by the end of next week.
In the next week, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would definitely, keep looking around, and but I would say by this time next week, you're looking at a house. So that would be Thursday or Friday of next week.
Do you see me getting a new car?
Down the line, yeah. I would say that's the car looks like to me would be more next year. But yeah, you definitely need a vehicle too. But yeah, I would see the vehicle more in the spring of next year. It looks like a late spring to me. Looks like about maybe April or May.
Okay.
Hopefully that helps.
Thank you very much. Yes.
You're welcome. You hang in there. Don't get discouraged, okay? I know it can get very frustrating when you're dealing with people and stuff like that. So don't let their stuff fall on you. Just be sure you cleanse your energy, stuff like that. And don't let that frustrate you and ruin your day, okay?
Now, I know you said before about someone helping me. Do you still see that?
I definitely still see that, yes. Yeah, so just don't give up. I still see somebody helping you. I don't know how that's going to come about, but I definitely still see it, okay?
You don't see when it's going to come about?
I would say it's coming about, looks like about next week as you find this house and stuff like that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you calling
in.
No problem.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and take the next call. You're calling from a Skype call, so you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. I really appreciate this. This is wonderful, and I really love the topic that you have about being in the now, because that sort of seems to be my challenge of lately.
Yeah. I think it's everybody's challenge, actually, because what we don't know is we don't do conscious thinking. We just let our brains just run, around in there, and we're not even sure what's going on in there at times. And being in the now is going into that conscious, place of checking our thoughts, looking at what's going on in our lives and being in the now moment. But how can I help you in this now moment?
Well, in this conversation of the now, I've just began a new relationship this summer, and I haven't been in one in like 7 or 8 years.
Right.
And I just I wondered if there was some guidance about how to really be present, not let the monkey brain take over with past garbage.
Right.
And this relationship feels very good to me because I feel very self-accepting of myself finally for once.
Right,
and
that's good.
And I wondered, I feel really good. And I was just hoping to have some insight into my monkey brain and how to really, be present when I'm, relating with someone.
Okay. The very first card I pulled on this, I pulled some cards on this, and the very first card that I pulled is the intention card. So the main thing is setting the intent,
okay?
And what the intent is for when you're with this person is being in that now, being with them, not worrying about the future, not worrying about the past, being right there. Does that make sense? Because
challenge.
Yeah, and that is your challenge. And the one thing they're going to have to watch is in this new relationship, really being in that moment, because your monkey brain, as you call it, is going to try to pull you back into the past. These doubts and these fears and the insecurity. There's some insecurity that you need to work on. Are you aware?
Yeah, I'm very aware. That's the thing. It's like, oh my God, does he like me? Does he not like me? Does he call me? Like all that monkey brain. Right?
Yeah, right. And so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to reach up in your monkey brain and hit that off button and say, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to deal with that.
Yeah.
And because that has sabotaged some relationships in the past.
Yeah.
And so the past is a past. So
yeah.
So right now you and me have to realize that the past is a past, and all you really have is this now moment. Okay. And that's one thing that we have to get to, is saying, okay, all I have is right now. You know, and you know, be very attentive, pay attention to him, you know, stuff like that, and just be there. Don't let your fear, because your fear is already sneaking in here.
Yeah.
That like you're going to sabotage this, or something's going to go wrong. I can already hear it. I can already hear it going on in there.
And then I don't want to project it onto him, because I know he has nothing to do with this stuff.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. This is not his stuff. This is your stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he got his own stuff, but this stuff, this is not his stuff.
Is there any stuff there that I should sort of have an alert about? Like, is there
no,
a way?
He's actually an awesome guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, we had a self-acceptance card, and I'm going to use this with you as well. Today, we pulled a card for the show, and it was a self-acceptance card. What you have to realize is the past is a past.
Okay.
And this is a brand new start for you, a wonderful start with you and him. So I would definitely have to be in the now with him, is just not let your monkey brain talk, you know, and be consciously aware of what's going on in there. Okay. And every time questions.
Just going for long term.
I definitely do see a long-term relationship.
Oh, thank God. That's wonderful.
Communication is the key here, you know, but also...
Here's something about, okay. Not a personal question, but the communication.
Okay.
The soul communication, you know what I'm saying, right?
Right. You cut out for a second there, so I didn't hear the whole...
I just wanted to know about really soulful communication, not just with my significant other, but with everybody that I interact with. I really want to start, you know, being aware of that type of conversation or that type of relation, relating to others on a soul level, as opposed to the monkey brain crap, you know?
Right, and, right. And that goes back to you self-accepting you, loving you, focusing on you, and then as you focus on you and really get comfortable with you, then that's going to take care of itself as you go into other relationships and stuff like that. I had to work on that a long time ago as well, you know, of being able to definitely just listen to people and paying attention to them and just being in that now moment of conversation.
You know, for anybody who has that talent or that ability, I'm really envious of it, because to relate to everybody on a soul level, including like me talking to you right now, and you're a stranger, but not a stranger, right?
Right.
So me, right? There's that soul connection with everybody, and it's just amazing to have that.
Yeah. And what I call that is realizing that we're all connected.
Yeah.
You know? And because the same spirit that's in me is the same spirit within you. And so we do connect. And that's what spirit's definitely trying to get us to do and learn how to do, is connecting on that level, not so much of our brain level, but more of a soul level.
Yeah.
And we can do that. It is in us to do that. We just have to learn how to do that. And I'm continually learning, and you're going to continue to learn how to do that. But it all starts with you self-accepting yourself. And, you know, and these tapes that be playing in your head, they have been there for a while. So they're
those things out. Okay. Those things have to be exercised out of my brain.
Right. And they can be, you know. It's just, again, being consciously aware. You're one nice thing, you're already consciously aware that stuff is going on.
Yes, I am. Very aware.
So that is a first step. That's awesome. So pat yourself on the back and say, hey, you know, I'm quite aware that this stuff goes on with me. That is a great place to start. You know, you already know that you have to be aware of this. And this has stopped relationships in the past. I don't see it stopping this one. I definitely see this being a good relationship with you and him. And so, you know, keep moving forward. Be cautiously aware. We're going to be talking about the subject here in a minute. I haven't really started talking about it yet. But so we're going to be talking about the subject here in a little bit. But, you know, just be cautiously aware of your thoughts. And not just of this relationship, but of yourself, how it talks about you. And when it says negative things about you or about your relationship or about your life ahead, just tell that thing to shut up, because a lot of the stuff that your monkey brain is telling you is not true at all.
Okay.
And none of that is true. And so don't listen to it. That's the best thing I can tell you. And stay tuned to the show, and we'll be talking about some steps and stuff to help here in a minute. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bless. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, because we're definitely going to talk about that here in a minute or two. So, you know, how do we live in the moment? You know, how do we just be right now? And how you do that is quieting yourself. You know, quieting, you know, and paying attention to cautiously thinking. What is going on in your head right now? We're going to take a breath right now together. And I want you to consciously go up into your head and focus on what you're thinking right now. What are those thoughts about yourself, about the world around you? What are you thinking? Because sometimes we don't consciously think. We just go by programs. And what I mean by that is belief systems that you and I have accepted about our world, about ourselves, about relationships. And a lot of those things that we've accepted are not true. And a lot of us have to watch what I call sabotage thinking. Sabotage thinking is when things are going well, something comes along that says, hey, you know, you don't deserve this. You know, it's not going to work out. I don't even know why you're trying this, because it's not going to work. That is what I call sabotage thinking. I have to watch that myself. Sabotage thinking. You know, things are going well. You know, we have this wonderful life, and Spirit's blessing us and blessing us and blessing us, blessing us. And then some reason our brains say, uh-uh. No, this is not going to happen. So then your brain comes in with some crazy program, and we just follow along with it, and then we don't get what we deserve, which is a blessed life, a wonderful life ahead, and all that stuff, because we go with programs. Okay, so what we have to do is, how do we break the programs? That's a good question. How do we break the programs? How we break the programs is consciously going in and paying attention to what our brain is feeding us. To consciously go up there, when that program starts playing, to consciously think about what is going on. And most of the time you can say, hey, I've been here before. And so if we've been there before, what we need to do is shut the tape off. And then consciously think, okay, this is what I want. We got to change the program. And I've been talking about this, but we definitely need to do it, okay? Now I'm going to go over here really quick. And living in the moment is about living like there's no tomorrow. Okay, we don't know, honestly, you don't know if you have another breath. Think about it for a minute. Nobody's promised you next year. Nobody's promised you next month or next week or even tomorrow. All we have is right now. And if we can learn how to live right now, we're not going to have the stress. Because a lot of us are thinking way ahead, and, and what's going to happen, especially right now with all this crazy stuff in Washington, D.C. that's going on. A lot of us are thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, what's going to happen October 17th? And is are we going to do this? And is this going to happen? And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Really, actually, you have no control over any of that. Actually. And our brain wants us to focus on tomorrow or yesterday, but doesn't want us to focus right now. This morning, I ate a bowl of cereal. You're thinking, okay, that's not a big, huge deal. But to me, it is a big, huge deal, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I consciously ate. I was aware of every time I chewed. I actually enjoyed my food because I slowed down enough to actually taste it. I used to have a job where I had to eat all the time on the run. And so I was consciously aware of every crunch, everything about my cereal, I the grains of the cereal, consciously paying attention to life. Have you ever just looked at a blade of grass? Took the time just to look at a blade of grass. Do you know that that's just an awesome thing to look at? You're saying, well, Michael, those are silly little things. But no, they're not silly little things because they bring you into the now. It's like right now, I'm consciously aware of every word that is coming out of my mouth. I'm aware of the emotion that is coming through. I'm aware of my hands and aware of my legs, and I'm consciously in this moment with you. And that's what we have to get, being in the now. Because our monkey brains is that, the caller, and I love that, I'm going to write that down actually. But, you know, of it wants to go crazy up there and convinces of all this craziness and doesn't want us to be in the now. Be consciously aware of the now moment. And what will happen, you're going to find peace. Because a lot of us are so stuck in old programming that we just let those programs go. It's sort of like we wake up, we brush our hair, we brush our teeth, we wash our face, we put on our clothes. A lot of us just go through routine. We're just following programs. Let's be in the now. Okay? Talking about being in the now, let's take some calls here. 770, I appreciate your patience. You're on air with me.
Hi, I'm Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How can I help you?
Well, it's kind of hard to be in the now some days.
It is. I totally agree. It is. But at least we're going to give it an effort and we're going to try. But it is. Sometimes our brain just runs. Mine does that same thing. You know, I'm worried about all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah, and I'm worried about my relationship with my husband.
Okay.
And it's hard to be in the now whenever the future is, you know, undetermined.
Right, up in the air, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I totally, you don't know what's going to happen next. Now, you guys been married for a while, right? You guys been together for a while? Yeah. Okay. Are you still wanting to be in this or thinking about moving on?
Well, I'm kind of sitting on the fence there because if it continues the way it is, no, I don't want to be in it.
Okay.
And he said if it continues the way it is, he doesn't want to be in it either. But the thing is, what does he perceive as good for both of us, you know?
Right. Well, the question that I have for you and the question from the Spirit to you, and I already have an answer here, and I'm going to tell you what I'm picking up here in a minute. But, you know, the one thing that I would tell you is what do you really want, you know, and you know, because it comes down to what is best for you and for your higher good and what also is best for his higher good. And at this moment, as it stands right now, I will tell you that as a reader, I am seeing a separation. Now, I want to be clear on on the word separation and the word divorce. They're two different things, okay? I do feel like that there is going to be a split here for a little bit of time for you guys to work things out, to focus on what you guys really want. I believe that this thing can still be salvageable, but it's going to have open communication. It's going to have some honest communication. But as right now, in this moment, as I'm seeing things, I do see a separation. I will tell you that. And maybe that's best at this moment. You know, I don't know, but that's what I'm seeing.
Well, do you think the separation will make him think about what he's losing?
Yeah, I think it will. I don't know where his head is. His head doesn't seem like it's in the now moment at all. I don't know where his head is. I really can't pick up on him very well. But you know, again, I hope that, you know, I believe that this can be salvageable because you guys have been together for a while, and a lot of this is just stuff that's piled up. You know, it's just like old stuff that's piled up.
Yeah.
And has come to a head right now is what's happened. And this is happening with a lot of people right now, you know, in relationships. All this stuff is piling up. And this year has been a clearing year of emotion. And so everybody's on an emotional roller coaster this year. And that's what's happened here. And
yeah.
Everything's coming to a head.
Yeah. I mean, he's telling me he's angry at me, and I think he's angry at himself.
Yeah, he's angry
and he's
at
he's projecting
him.
On me.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he definitely is.
Do you think the counseling will help him?
I believe that if he goes, yeah, it will. You know, another thing, is he going to go? That's a good question. He's a pretty stubborn guy sometimes, and it's almost like he's really bullheaded at times. When he digs in, he thinks he's right, and that's all that matters is he thinks he's right. I'm not saying he is right. I said that he thinks that he's right.
Yeah,
he's mad at himself. A lot of this is himself. A lot of emotional stuff is coming up in him. He's projecting that out on you, onto the situation. I believe the counseling will help. But, you know, like I said, it does look like there could be a short separation between you and him. But I don't see this ending. I believe that this can be salvageable if you guys both work on this. And counseling is the road to go. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to the counseling too. But the thing is he went one time, and
right.
I did see that he put the guy's card in his wallet yesterday, so I'm assuming that he's making another appointment.
Yeah, he is, and so that would be a good thing.
And so, I mean, do you see him sticking with the counseling?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, he took the card, so that means something. So yeah, I think that he doesn't want this to end either. You know, you guys are just in the heat of a battle right now. He doesn't want this to end either. So I definitely see counseling being the thing for you. Okay, I'm going to have to move on, but
well,
I do appreciate you calling
in. Is he embarrassed for having an affair?
I think he is. I think there's a lot of guilt that's eating him up. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
I appreciate it. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. If you want to set full readings with me, you can do so by going over to my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. If you would like to have more time with me. Actually, right now, my rates are pretty low. I don't know if you're going to find any other reader that has rates as low as me at the moment. So go check them out, www.insightswithmichael.com. The rates are right there on that front page. Everything that you need is right on the front page of our website. How to contact me, how to set up readings, all that stuff, www.insightswithmichael.com. Okay. Let's go ahead and take another call. 856, you're on air with me.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I have a question. Love this show. It's really inspiring.
Thank you.
I called a few weeks ago, and I don't know how when times change. Like, if I was, in other words, last week I told that I would have an interview, and this week I would have a firm job, a full time job, and none of that happened. And I'm wondering what happened around that. Like, what?
Okay.
It's nothing's happened.
Okay, nothing's happening is the question here, and I will tell you that timelines can be very, very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for me, but for a lot of readers, timelines can be tricky. Let me see what's going on here. Okay, let's just slow down a minute. I don't think I got your name. Could I get your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Donna. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. It would just help me tap into you. When I'm tapping into you, have you been having a headache? Have you been having any pain in your head? Why would I be getting pain in my head?
I did, not right at the moment.
Okay, but you have had, okay.
Last week, yeah.
Okay, because we might examine that too here in a minute, okay, because I'm picking up on that for some reason. But let's see. Right now the question on the table here is about your job, so let's focus on that, see what's changed here. Because I'm really surprised that that didn't work, so let me. Now, are you looking at two different areas? Why would I? Because it's like you're torn between things, and this might be something else. I'm getting a feeling that you're torn between two different things, or I don't know. That's what I'm picking up.
No, not really. I'm just waiting to hear from anyone. You know, I have my feelers out there, but no. But I'm not torn. Mm-mm.
Okay, that's good. Okay. And like I said, I've been reading for a little bit, so my energy could be off a little bit, so I'm adjusting
that. Yeah, no worries.
Okay. I'm going to go out and say this, because this is what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing, and I've checked it 3 times here. So I'm going to go out and say that by the end of the month, you're definitely working. I'm going to say definitely working, okay? How this is going to come about, I don't know. I don't have all the, you know, the dots in here.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is I think sometimes we get hung up on the dots, you know, of how we're going to get there. But the main thing that we need to realize is that we're going to get there. Because I checked it 3 different times. And I saw you working by the end of the month. I saw you working before Halloween, so that maybe that last week in October, you know, because I think Halloween's on a Thursday or something. So that last week in October, I would say that you're working. Okay, I definitely feel it, definitely see it. So.
So what did that change, though? Like, how did it go from you definitely being here?
I don't know what changed. I can't tell you what changed. Okay. I don't know. I don't have that. I don't know why I saw it before and it didn't work. You know, maybe the timing wasn't right. Maybe maybe there's a better job popping in here. Mm. I don't know. But, you know, I would say by the end of the month. And I'm pretty sure about this, because I checked it 3 times. I've still seen a different job popping open here, for you by the end of the month.
Now, is that a job that I will be making a really good income so I can stay where I am?
Yeah.
I mean, in my house.
Yes.
Okay, that's really good.
You don't want a job that's not going to provide you, and Spirit's not going to do that anyhow. You know, Spirit knows what your income needs to be, you know, to have the lifestyle that you want. And I think that what we need to do as light beings, sometimes we have to project a little higher, you know, of what we want, because Spirit doesn't want us living in a place of lack and a place of poverty and things like that. They want to prosper us. You know, that's our thinking, that we don't deserve it, or it's never going to happen. We got to get out of that mindset. And I'm not saying that you're in that mindset. I'm just saying people in general need to get out of that mindset. But definitely see the income that you're going to need, and a little bit more.
That's really good. And will it be a job that I really love?
You're going to like going there. It's not going to be like you get out of bed and go, oh my gosh, I have to go to work. No, it's going to be, hey, I can go to work. Yeah, I can go to work. Yeah.
Is it someplace local or is it someplace like in New York, like far from me?
I feel like it's local. I feel like it's close to you. I don't feel like a long commute. There might be a little bit of a commute. But I don't feel like it's going to be a huge commute for you. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I called a few weeks ago, I was actually asking about relationships, and as I was getting off the phone, you're like, whoa, wait a minute, I see something. It was funny because I didn't even ask about that. So
and that sometimes happens. Now let me focus on, because there was something. Oh, your head. Let me focus and let me be sure that there's nothing going on that we need to be aware of, because that was their first focus. Was when I started talking to you, when you said your name, my head started hurting, like in the back of my head. So let me just be sure that we're not missing anything, okay?
Okay.
I don't see anything popping up. Just pay attention to that. If it starts hurting again, just pay attention. I think basically what I was feeling was a lot of stress probably at that moment. Yeah, and so I checked it and I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. So, but I just wanted to be sure about that. Okay, I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thank you so much. All right.
No problem. Bye-bye. Yeah, because, I was seeing that and I just wanted to be sure there was nothing there. Let's go ahead and take some more calls really quick here. Okay, I've got confused already. 386, you're on air with me. Hi. Hello? Anybody there? Nope. Nobody wants to talk to me there. All right. And I think I've already talked to... Have I talked to 678? Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Regina.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I guess I haven't talked to you yet. So how can I help you?
Yes, I've talked to you maybe last month about my embarking on a makeup career. But in the meantime, I'm still looking for a job, just to, make ends meet. So
okay.
I just want to see, was there anything that you picking up for me coming anytime soon or later?
Okay. I'm going to say it looks like in November. I mean, that could change, and I'm hoping it changes. But
okay.
I'm gonna go with November. Looks like about mid-November here for this. But like I said, and I told the other caller, timelines can be very tricky.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping sooner because you need some money coming in.
Yes, I do.
And it's getting really tight and a little bit scary actually for you, and I'm sorry that this is happening, because I heard some kids and stuff like that. So, but when you have family, it gets a little scary because you're thinking, okay, how are we going to make this happen?
Right, and my husband's only one working, so it's
right.
It's really being so tight, and we have to ask people for money, and, you just hate to ask for money, when it gets so tight, I'm just trying to think that you're backing. Mm-hmm.
And I definitely see you working. Things are going to get better. Well, now I'll tell you, things look a lot better next year for both of you financially. Where you're not in the struggle so much. Don't get caught up in all the fear right now that's on our planet because of all the, all the craziness that's going on up in D.C. at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust spirit. Spirits never let you down, and they're not going to start now. Just keep focused. But I would say I would feel more comfortable going out on a limb here saying that you got a job in November. I will tell you, it doesn't look like a really permanent job. It might be something part-time for a while, just to get, you know, just like you said, to get to help you guys breathe a little bit. So.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. I mean, because like right now I work as an independent contractor, but it's not taking up the hours that I need. So
right.
It's like, okay, they just need me whenever they call me, you know, for assignment.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm like, okay, can I get something just a little bit stable, you know, so I can just help out with the household until, you
right.
know, things start getting a little better for me to find a full-time job if it's out
right.
there for me to have one.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I see more of a full-time job. I see more of a full-time job for you. Looks like about spring of 2014 where you would have a more stable full-time job.
Okay.
So, all right. You hang in there, okay?
Okay?
I know it gets rough,
okay.
but try to hang in there. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
No problem. All right. All right. I think that's everybody. I think I've talked to everybody. So if I haven't talked to you, blink your one and let me know. But I think I've talked to everybody. So, all right. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can call me at 347-327-9316. I think we need to talk to 386. Try. Hi.
Yes. Hi, Michael.
Hi. I tried to talk to you a little bit ago, but I guess you weren't around or something happened there. How can I help you?
Yeah. Yes. I was really just asking for some help or whatever with last time I had talked with you, and I had spoken on my friend about a young man or whatever, and he's really pushing the issue or whatever to come see me and be intimate with me, and I don't know if that's such a good idea because I don't think that that's necessarily what I want. I want it more than that, but
right.
I don't know if this is going to lead, you know.
Yeah. My thing on this is this, okay?
You can't be 7, by the way.
Okay, that's okay. I already have the answer here. So, but the one thing that I would tell you is follow your intuition on this. I don't think that this is what you're really looking for. And what I'm picking up on this is I just feel like that it would be a terrible mistake. If you were intimate with him, because I just don't see this going long term or even really short term here. So, you know, again, you got free will, of course. Your intuition is telling you the exact same thing that I'm seeing on this. There is somebody out there that you will find that is more long term, somebody that you could love and commit to. I would be really careful with this guy. I just don't feel like he's a stand up kind of guy. That's just my take.
The last time I had spoken with you about him, you know,
right.
you were telling me that it was a good thing or whatever, the relationship is going to develop. But,
right.
And, you know, he's communicating more, but it's like he wants to be intimate, of course, because we've been there before.
Right.
And I'm not too sure about how that is going to be able to develop into something.
And things can change. And, that's the one thing that we have to be aware of here. Things can change. In this now moment is where I'm at, and what I'm feeling like is if your intuition is telling you no, I would follow your intuition. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your intuition is saying no, 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 there's a reason why it's saying no, no, no. Okay?
Okay.
And so I would trust your own intuition, you know, and you know, I don't know exactly what's changed, but I just feel like that he's just pushing this and pushing this and pushing this, and I would just be really cautious here, okay?
Yeah, I have more than one person that's tried to be intimate with me from the past, but this particular one, he hasn't been around for a while.
Right.
And I'm wondering how he's feeling about telling me no. You know, some people just go right on to the next one, and I'm hoping that that he doesn't get into his feelings about the no.
Right. Yeah, I would just talk to him and just say, you know, you want to slow down a little bit, you know, and, you know, if he's pushing this, you know, maybe you guys just need to put the brakes on a little bit, you know what I'm saying, and just slow down a little on this. And if he's not willing to do this, then you have an answer that you might need to, you know, really talk to him, see what his motives are, what his intent is. And stuff like that, because he needs to respect you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he told me he had just broken up with a girlfriend, and you know, so I don't know. I don't want that to be his way of, you know, coming back. That's just not good.
No, and yeah, and he's on the rebound. Yeah, this is not good. So I like I said, I would trust my own intuition on this, okay? And if you're feeling no, then I would definitely just keep saying no to him on the intimate part.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's what I plan to do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah, you know, because you know sometimes guys have one focus, and I'm not saying that this is true with him, but a lot of times we have one focus, and you know, we got to pay attention to that. But, you know, trust your own intuition. You got good intuition. Trust that yourself. All right. If you'd like to set up a reading with me, you can do so by going over to my website at www.insightswithmichael.com. You can set up full readings over there and learn more about me. All that stuff over there. Okay. Now, we're not going to get to all of these today, but let's look at, you know, some steps that you can take to... be in the now. Okay, number one, dance like nobody's watching. You know, just live your life. Basically, what that means is just live your life, you know, be in the now. You know, a lot of times, you know, for me to be in the now, a lot of times I get stressed out. A lot of you know that. And so I get stressed out sometimes. And so when I get stressed out, I'll close the blinds and I'll turn on some dance music, and I just go to town. I just start dancing my little heart out. And you know, try that, because it's like, I think a lot of times we get hung up on we think that everybody's watching us, and that, you know, we have to live up to somebody else's standards, or we have to do this, we have to do that. We need to live life. Live your life. Don't worry about what grandma or grandpa did or your mom and dad did. What do you want to do? How do you want to live your life? What makes you feel good? Dance like nobody's watching. That's living in the now. That's being right now. Be optimistic. If you care, if you even consider who's looking, you're performing for somebody else. Your goal is to dance well, to impress your audience, to live in the moment, to dance like nobody's watching. You have to forget about performing for others and simply accept the moment for what it is. Maybe right now your moment isn't all great, but it's your moment. You have a choice to change it, a chance to change it. It's up to you. So if you don't like where you are right now, think that, okay, it's going to get different. It's going to be better down the line. Do you know that moments change? We had two readings today that I said this was going to happen, that's going to happen, and it didn't happen exactly as I said. Okay, that doesn't mean that it was wrong or anything like that. It changed. And that's what we have to realize, that moments change. So if you're having a bad moment right now, just realize it will change. It doesn't stay bad forever. That's what we have to realize. We have to live in the now. Take notice of the world, no matter what you're doing. Notice the moments that surround you. You know, maybe on your way to work or school, you go over a beautiful bridge where you get a view of the sunrise behind the city buildings. When you walk down the street, look at the light, how it reflects off the buildings. Being in the now, I talked about a blade of grass earlier. You know, take time to absorb what's around you. You know, right now, being in the now. How are you breathing? Do you know a lot of times meditation starts with, you know, focusing on your breath. You know, breathing in, breathing out, being consciously aware of your breathing pattern. Taking notice. You know, have you ever just looked at the sky? The different colors of blue, the clouds, how they're puffy. I love, there's a word for those puffy clouds. I'm not a weatherman, but I call them puffy clouds. I know that that's not what they're called, but that's what I call them. I call them puffy clouds. And have you ever just noticed them? Or like right now, I'm looking out the window and some of the trees are changing a little bit. The leaves are changing and just, you know, how the light reflects off of the leaves and, you know, the cars going by and the sounds that the cars are making. And the other day, I was laying down, my dog Angel was laying down beside me, and I started paying attention to her breath and was matching her breath with my breath and being in that now moment with her. That's what it means being in the now. It's just focusing. It's just bringing our brains into focus, being consciously aware of what's going on in our lives. Focus on whatever you're doing. Even if you're just walking or wiping the counter or shuffling cards or doing a radio program or listening to a radio program, just breathe. When the moment begins to escape you, as it will certainly try to do, just breathe. Take a very deep breath through your nose, as deep as you can, and listen to the air moving into your body. I was talking about this just a second ago. You know, pay attention to your senses, touch, sight, smell, sound, taste. Pretend it's the very last time you'll ever experience whatever you're experiencing. You know, how does that feel to you? You know, living in a moment is about creating that state of mind at any time to slow down. You know, we're a society of fast and faster. We need to just slow down. Just slow down. There's many moments in my life that I wish I could go back to and just slow down those moments. But I can't do that. All I have is right now. I mean, all I have is right now. You know, listen to the world, the birds, the sounds of cars passing. That's what I just talked about. Conversations of distant strangers, the cracks and creaks of the building. The planes overhead. You know, the other day I went outside in the back yard here, and I just sit there for a few seconds, and I was just quiet, and I actually could hear the tree limbs cracking together and making that sound that they make, and then there was crickets, and I was just in that moment. You know, just being in a moment with yourself. You know, just slowing down enough to realize that you're awesome. You're great. You are. You might not realize it right now, but you are awesome and you're great. Because you know why I can say that with confidence? Because spirit doesn't make junk. You are on this planet for a reason right now. You're here for a purpose. And you might not know that purpose right now, but you're here for a reason. You're just not here to take up air. You know, consciously being aware of ourselves is how we can live our lives. You know, like touching the top of your table wherever you are. You know, right now I'm touching the top of the desk where my computer sits, and you know, feeling it, and you know, how does that wood feel? You know, the grains of the wood. You know, pay attention to that. If we can learn, and we can, when we learn how to shut our minds off, we'll be a whole lot better. You know, one thing that I'm trying my very best to do is to be in the now more and more. Be consciously aware of what am I thinking, what are my thought patterns, are they old thought patterns, are they things that I need to pay attention to, or are they just stuff I need to get rid of? And a lot of our patterns, a lot of our things that we think about, we don't need to be thinking about. A lot of you listening to me right now, a lot of us are still stuck way in our past, and we need to let go of that. We need to heal that. And how do we do that? It takes time sometimes. It takes talking it out, you know, things like that. But we can heal, and we need to heal. We can't change anything that happened in the past. It's the past. We don't have a time machine, and we can't go back there and correct anything. And I always tell people that even if we could go back and change something, changing one thing would change everything. I know that with me. I know that if I went back in time and changed something about my life, I most likely would not be doing what I'm doing right now. Because everything that happened in my life led me up to this now moment. And that's what we have to realize. Everything that's happened in our lifetime has brought you to this now moment. So if you go back and you change something, you might not be right now in this now moment with me. You might be somewhere else having a now moment. I might be somewhere else having a now moment. I probably wouldn't be doing this. So we have to realize that everything that happens in our lives happens for a reason, happens for a purpose. Nothing happens without that. So being in the now, being in the present, just quieting yourself long enough to breathe. Do you know that a lot of us go through our day, and then at the end of the day, we don't remember anything about our day? Have you ever had that? Have you ever, like, woke up and then, you know, bedtime comes and you think, okay, where did my day go? Because we're not present. I remember when I was in grade school, you know, the teacher would take roll and she would say, okay, please say present when I call your name. So if I called your name right now, would you be present? Would you be in the now? You know, I remember she would call names and she would say Donnie, and Donnie would say present, and Mary would say present. And I wonder if we took roll call right now, would be present. You know, I remember a lot of times, you know, I would say I was present, but my mind was someplace else most of the time when I was in school. I had a really hard time with school. I would say that I was present, but I wouldn't be present. Half the time, my mind was wandering all over the place. I've learned over a period of time how to bring that into more where I'm more present. But it's a process, and it's a continuing process. There are some days that I know that I'm present all the way, and that's good. And then there are some days that I know that my mind still wanders. I'm still working on it. But just being, dancing like nobody's watching, you know, living our lives not for somebody else, living our lives for us. Not really worrying about what people are thinking about us. Because it really doesn't matter what other people think about us. What really matters is what we think about us and what Spirit says about us. What Spirit thinks about us. That's what matters. Being in the now. All right, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out. I appreciate you listening to Spiritual Talk Radio today. Thank you so much to all the people that called in. You guys were great today. I appreciate it, and hopefully I've helped you. If you would like to set up full readings with me, you can do so. My prices are really low at the moment. So it is www.insightswithmichael.com, www.insightswithmichael.com. Don't get caught up in all the fear. I would suggest you don't really watch any news right now. It's just a little chaotic and a little wacky out there. And so I would really suggest that you don't get caught up in all that. You don't have no control over it anyhow. It is what it is. And that's what we have to realize. And they, I know, yeah. Well, enough said about that. It is just what it is, guys. And it will be all right. So you just got to keep on believing, keep on trusting. And things have to change. And for things to change, old things have to pass away. And new things will come in its place. So we just have to wait for those to happen. All right. So you guys have a great day. Thank you for listening. We will be on air tomorrow at same time we are on today. We will be on air tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central. Join me again tomorrow, and we'll see what that now moment holds for us, okay? So we'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Peace be with you, and you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. All right, peace be with you guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
peace be with you.